Find a comfortable position for meditation. We're going to continue with mindfulness of in and out breathing. Week by week, I'll add a bit more each time. So we begin by, as the Buddha said, going to the forest or to the root of a tree or to an empty hut. So maybe you're sitting in an empty hut. And setting the body erect. And it's important that the spine is relatively straight regardless of our position. So whether we're sitting, standing, walking, or lying down. If we're in a lying down position, we want to bend the knees so that that curve in the low back flattens. And when we're standing, we want to tuck the tail under so that curve straightens. And even when we walking meditation, having the tailbone tucked under a little bit, as is comfortable, but the idea that the energy can flow freely up and down the spine is important for being able to actually feel the breath energy, as the Thai forest masters would call it, feeling the breath energy, which is the prana, or in the yoga tradition, or the Sanskrit traditions would say prana. It's the breath, but it's also the energy, the life force energy. And this is, as far as I can tell, the basis for PT. So we sit comfortably, relaxing the body. And setting mindfulness up in front of us, right here. Establishing mindfulness. We're mindfully breathing in and mindfully breathing out. And as we breathe in, if the breath is long, we're aware that it's long. And if the in-breath is short, we're aware that it's short. And as we mindfully breathe out, we understand if the breath is long or if that out-breath is short. And these first breaths might be longer, just to help our whole system relax. And as we become more relaxed, the breath might become lighter and shorter. But the main point is that we are aware and present with the entirety of the breath. In the third instruction, the Buddha asks us to not just be aware, but to train ourselves to intentionally make ourselves aware as we breathe in of the whole body, and to be aware or sensitive to the whole body as we breathe out. So our awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath is still there. We feel breathing in and we feel breathing out. We know we're breathing in when we breathe in, and we know we're breathing out when we breathe out. And at the same time, we're also aware of the whole body. And the fourth instruction is to calm the bodily formation, to calm every aspect of the body. So calming the breath, calming the body's energy, bringing through our intention more stillness, more relaxation, more tranquility to the whole body. And we use the breath as an anchor, ever mindful breathing in, ever mindful breathing out. You might notice feelings of relaxation coming through the body. You might start experiencing a sense of joy or happiness. And this is related to the fifth instruction, where the Buddha asks us to experience joy, be present with or aware of or sensitive to joy. Joy that can come from being present, mindful. Joy that can come from being at ease, happy, relaxed. This is a spiritual feeling, not a physical or sensual experience. So any place in the body where we might notice some kind of tingling or warmth, we bring our attention to that. And we're still aware of each in-breath and each out-breath. It's really the breath energy that carries this piti, this joy. And as we breathe in and as we breathe out, we might even be able to intentionally increase this feeling of joy and relaxation in the body. If there's tingling or warmth somewhere in the body, we can invite it to spread. And even while this PT is still there and perhaps increasing, we also experience happiness, sukha, the sixth instruction, being aware of pleasant feeling, happiness. Piti and sukha are mental feelings, but they're experienced in the body. You can notice them, perhaps around the hands, the belly, the legs, anywhere, the top of the head. Or maybe it's for you at this time, it's very subtle. The sense of ease. But the more we practice in this way, the sense of piti can become stronger, and sukha along with it. Staying very present with each in-breath and each out-breath. The Buddha compared it to having a ball, having some powder, some soap powder, and dripping water on it and making it into a ball, and gradually adding more water until the whole ball is completely soaked, but it does not drip. I said in the same way, invite the piti and sukha to pervade the entire body. So the body is completely soaked. In the seventh instruction, the Buddha asks us to bring our attention to the citta. Actually, it's the formation in the citta sankhara. Whatever thoughts are in the mind. First, becoming aware, whatever activity there is there in the mind. And then in the eighth instruction, to calm the mind, to calm that activity in the mind. We still may experience whatever feeling of relaxation or joy or happiness. And also the calming mental activity. Breathing in, ever mindful. Breathing out, ever mindful. Next, the Buddha asks us to be aware of the mind itself, the citta. Along with each in-breath, noticing the state of the citta. Along with each out-breath, aware of the state of the citta. Is there any desire in the mind? Or aversion? Or delusion? Or is it calm and at ease without wanting anything? Or wanting to get rid of anything? Clear? Is it spacious or is it contracted? Is it at rest or is it distracted? At this point, we just are aware. Honestly recognizing the state of the mind. And next, the Buddha encourages us to lift up the mind, whatever state it's in, to bring in whatever thoughts, whatever intentions to gladden the mind, to bring more happiness to the mind. As we lift up and encourage the mind, we're preparing for deeper concentration. And then with the 11th instruction, allow the mind to go as deep as it can. Just letting go, letting go. Staying present with each in-breath and each out-breath as an anchor. Bringing the mind stillness and clarity.